Coming up, the Lafayette Ballet Company is performing Dangerous Beauty on Friday and Saturday at 7:30. There's more at lafayetteballet.org. And in the studio is Sandra Pettacola.
It is wonderful to be here. And it's wonderful to meet you, John.
It's nice to meet you. And I'm excited. There are some of my favorite composers, Grieg and Salieri, coming up. And some traditional Renaissance music that's going to be part of a ballet. How did this program come together?
Well, we always do a spring ballet repertory program in the ballroom that is free to the public. It is our chance to touch more intimately with the public than in a big theater like Long Center where we present the Nutcracker. I find that the rapport between the audience and the dancers is really, and I don't often use the word awesome. It is exciting. It is engaging. And I have found I can do a repertory which is much more intense than in a regular theater.
The motion and the stories that come through. And it's got to be fun to sort of have this culmination. In music, there are recitals for, you know, the kids that are going through their Suzuki books and whatnot. So this is, in a way, I'm sure, a great way to see the students come through, to have everyone work together for this performance.
It is. It is also an engagement beyond their normal repertory. They are used to very classical repertory. And when we do the spring program, we branch out. A lot of emotional contemporary work that takes a different kind of focus on their part.
I know over these two evenings that you want to sort of plan for. You don't want to just show up. You want to make sure that you make reservations. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. We have a limited seating capacity. And we really try to welcome everyone, and it usually works out that there's no problem. But we do have to deal with occupancy requirements in the ballroom venue.
All right. Well, there's more information on the website, and the number is 765-423-1633. Folks who may have seen Amadeus or rented it or downloaded it, they're streamed it, I suppose, these days, will probably know the name Salieri.
Salieri, yes.
And this has got to be fun to work in some of his music. How did this come together?
This was the choice of my choreographer and ballet mistress, Lisa Douglas, and she chose this music. It is a short, very dance-packed piece of music, and the dancers look lovely in it.
I know folks might recognize Morning Mood if I say Edvard Grieg or the Great Piano Concerto. There's a set of Nordic variations that take Grieg.
And I chose nothing from Peer Suite, which is a beautiful, beautiful suite, but very well known. I chose some music that was much less known. One of his violin sonatas, a piece of romanza that is so rich, some Norwegian dances, some Holberg, which people will recognize.
Dangerous Beauty, using music of the Renaissance. I know our listeners might recognize the word Sarabande or Corent or, you know, these different Baroque dance movements. How's this come together for Dangerous Beauty?
Well, Dangerous Beauty started with my interest in a Renaissance artist. Her name is Artemisia Gentileschi, and she was trained by her father, Orazio Gentileschi, a very unusual occurrence in the Renaissance. Not that there was a female painter, but that she was independent in herself and also subject matter took on some very, very dangerous subjects as far as representation and representation by women. And so there is a great similarity. There is also a certain professional jealousy between herself and her father. It is an amazing story. And so to highlight and to enrich this, I chose pieces that were from the religious. I have some Monteverdi. I have some court dances, lute music. And I also have some street music of Neapolitan Renaissance that is amazing.
My guest is Sandra Pettacola. What's up this summer and what's coming up in the fall for Lafayette Ballet?
Well, we go as it we're doing a very contemporary summer. I have two contemporary choreographers and teachers coming in. So we will introduce the students to a lot more depth and focus on what is happening in the dance world today. It is very important to train in classical ballet, but it is also important to stretch and know that the requirements of a dancer now are much broader than they were even 30 years ago.
Tell us a little bit about if folks are interested for study in the fall. When does that start and what should they do?
That starts, I don't have a date exactly. It will be the second week in August, third week in August, just like the school systems. We try to follow with the local school systems, and our classes are evenings and weekends.
There have been different things that have happened. I know Misty Copeland has taken...
Amazing. Power and absolutely opening eyes to what ballet can be.
It's got to be fun to see those sort of things come across either Netflix or when Black Swan gets redone and that sort of thing. Do you see those sort of things happen where folks are talking about it more or sometimes more interest?
There is still a very specific audience for not just ballet, but the intense training that I am presenting. There are a lot of people who would like to dabble in it, and that's fine, but the commitment is what makes the difference as far as the progression and the abilities of the dancer. It's the same with classical music. It's the same with any sport. It's the intense commitment.
Well, we're tickled that you're doing a Dangerous Beauty coming up June 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30. And really appreciate you coming by. We hope you'll come back.
Thank you. I would love to.